Is debt-free or tuition-free college the best way to help more students afford higher education? With millions of Americans burdened with overwhelming student loans, presidential candidates are staking out their positions on this issue. Joining us to take a look at the field, Jillian Berman of MarketWatch. Jillian, how has this issue evolved since the 2016 election?
So in 2016, we saw candidates for the first time really start talking about making college tuition free or debt free. And that's continued in the 2020 campaign. Now, almost all of the major candidates support some form of that proposal. But really, the way this debate has really moved forward is now even some candidates are offering proposals to cancel student debt as well.
Was it Bernie Sanders who was the driver of this?
So in the tuition-free college conversation, yes, in 2016, he was the first, sort of national candidate to put something out there and to talk about free college. For a long time, states and local areas have had their own kind of free college programs, but he was really the first person to get it out there at the national level.
And is anything that he said this week different from what he has championed in the past?
So on the college affordability side, it's not too different. There are a few tweaks, but in general, he still wants to make public college tuition free. The sort of big development was this week he said that he wants to cancel all outstanding student debt. That was not something that he had, discussed during the 2016 campaign.
And Jillian, is that something that came from Elizabeth Warren, the canceling student debt?
So Elizabeth Warren was the first to propose that. So, I don't know sort of how people come up with these things, but certainly political observers have said that, his plan was sort of a response and a way to one-up, what Warren had offered earlier this year.
We're speaking with Jillian Berman of MarketWatch. Jillian, are there other candidates who also favor some kind of free tuition college?
Yes. So most of them, have said that they support some kind of tuition-free college. I mean, Joe Biden hasn't really released a plan yet, but in the past he said he supports it. Julian Castro supports it. Pete Buttigieg has expressed some support for tuition-free college. So, there's a lot of candidates out there who are backing this idea.
And also, your story talks about Cory Booker, the Democrat from New Jersey, has kind of a different twist on providing money for families.
Yeah. So one of Cory Booker's, sort of biggest proposals is this thing that he dubs baby bonds. And basically, the idea is, you seed every baby born in the U.S. with an account and some money that they that sort of builds over time and they can use for a variety of things when they're an adult, but one of them is to pay for college. And he, the amount of money that is seeded in the account, is kind of based on your income. So babies from families with lower incomes will get more money. So the idea behind that is to just, help give more families and children a head start on, building wealth for all sorts of things. But one of those things is college.
Differing from the rest of the Democratic field is Senator Amy Klobuchar. She doesn't really support some of these things. Why not?
Yeah, so she's kind of a, more of a middle-of-the-road candidate. She does support 2 years of community college for free. One thing that a lot of sort of detractors of free college proposals say is, there are all sorts of people in the country who maybe are not planning on going to college, even if finances weren't a barrier. And so free college is kind of a little bit of a giveaway to people who ultimately will have, more earning power and things like that because they have a degree.
And Jillian, what are Republicans saying about this and what are other drawbacks to some of these plans?
Yeah, so far, Republicans, have not said much. In the past, when President Trump was running for president, he did not support free college, so I don't imagine that this time around he will again. Some of the things that some of the drawbacks that people come up with when it comes to student debt cancellation is that, for example, wealthier borrowers tend to benefit more, at least as measured in dollars, because those with higher levels of student debt tend to have graduate degrees, which means they have higher earning power. So, you know, some kind of, you know, forgiveness that is just in one fell swoop would give a bigger, at least dollar value benefit to, you know, to people who are already doing okay.
Thanks, Jillian. Jillian Berman of MarketWatch.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.